Blog Talk Radio.
Nothing really grows. They perish from the heat. But there's a strange wind blowing. A distant thunder rolls. Storm clouds gather overhead. As lightning strikes the soul. when your heart is dry and thirsty, pray for rain. If your life is void and empty, pray for rain. If you don't know what else to pray, you can still get down on your knees and pray for rain. Now pray it right now, Daniel. Sing. Pray for rain when your heart is dry and thirsty. Pray for rain when you're feeling so dry and empty. Lord, why don't you strip it down, pour it down, rain it down? Say we need it, we need it, we need it.
Your heart is dry and thirsty.
Lord, we need
pray for rain.
Cause our life is
a place where nothing really grows. They perished from the heat. Oh, but there's a strange wind blowing. A mist of thunder rolls. And snow clouds gather overhead. And lightning strikes the shore. Pray, 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 pray for rain.
When your heart is dry and thirsty.
Oh, pray,
pray. Don't know what to pray. Pray for rain.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Welcome each and every one of you. I thank you so much for being here on tonight. Tonight is a special show filled with prayer and a special word for 2014. I pray each of you will be blessed. Tonight we will be led in prayer by Prophetess Pate. After she finished praying, then I will pray. And at any time, if you all need any prayer, if you're on the phone, mash 1. Or if you're online listening, you can text me at any time during the show at 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Prophetess Patriot on the air.
Give praise to God who's the head of our life. Thank and praise God for the show tonight. Thank and praise God for all those just tuning in. Thank and praise God for the prayers that's going to be answered. Thank and praise God for the 2014 getting ready to come in. And we thank and praise God that God is going to do it. And we want you all to put it in your heart to believe that God's going to do whatever you ask. Just trust him and believe like he said he would. So all of those, I thank and praise God for that. Now we'll get ready to go into prayer, asking God to do what he do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us in 2013, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all the good times and Lord God, and some of us have even had bad times, and we thank you for all the good and the bad. And Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy that cover us throughout the whole 2013. And Lord, now we get ready to come over to 2014, Lord, which will be a better year for each and one of us, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, someone may be, Lord God, seeking and praying, Lord God, for that husband, Lord God, in 2014. Lord, we thank you that you're going to open the door for that, Lord God. We ask you to touch that young lady or touch that young man, Lord God, that had that hard desire for that wife or that husband, Lord. We ask you to do it. Do it for him, Lord God, for 2014. Lord, open the doors of blessing for him, Lord God. Do like you know, Lord God. Do like you do, Lord God. For, Lord, you said in your word, whatever we ask in your name, you would do it. So we speak it, Lord God, that 2014, Lord God, will be a better year for all of us, Lord God. Someone, Lord God, may be having financial problems, Lord God, in 2013. But we speak, Lord God, blessing over their finance, Lord, in 2014. Lord, we ask you to touch, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to clean up every area in their life, Lord God, that's causing them, Lord God. Some may have bankrupt, Lord. Some may, Lord, been in foreclosure. Some may, Lord God, owe so much where they can't even get out of the situation, Lord. But, Lord, we know it's going to end right here in 2013. But we're not going to take it over in 2014, Lord. We ask you to bless the increase, Lord God. Bless their hands. Bless their bank account. Bless their pocketbook. Bless their wallet. Bless their purses, Lord. Just touch them, Lord. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless them that they will be able to see even more in 2014, Lord God. And we thank you for what you get ready to do and what you already have done. We speak the curses off of them, and we speak blessing on them. Lord, we ask you to erase everything, Lord, right now. Leave it over in 2013. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to do a big increase in 2014. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, somebody, Lord God, the lost loved ones that they just can't, Lord, seem to let go, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to help them and heal their heart. Heal the broken heart, Lord. Look on their mind and their thoughts, Lord God. We ask you to, Lord God, to touch them that they will go over into 2014 knowing, Lord, that you, Lord, it wasn't you that took their loved ones, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, giving them a peace of mind, Lord God. You touching their heart to be what you would have it to be. Thank you, Lord God. Somebody, Lord God, the Lord God child may be strung out, or a daughter, Lord, may be strung out, or, Lord, we ask you to touch them right now, Lord God. Touch them in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that in 2014, Lord, we speak that they will be delivered in 2000, Lord God, in 13, Lord, leave it back here, Lord God, and Lord, we go and we let them press forward towards 2014, that their soul will be healed, that you will erase all the taste out of their mouth, you will erase all the stuff in their heart, in their mind, that you will deliver them from all the drug addiction, or crack or alcohol, Lord God. We thank you that 2014, Lord God, you're going to do it for them, that mother, for that father, that son, that daughter, Lord God, that niece, that auntie, Lord God, that uncle, Lord, grandmama or granddad. We ask you to do it, Lord God. Or that sister or that brother, Lord. We ask you to, Lord, let us be, Lord God, go into 2014 believing and thanking you that you are going to do it for us, Lord God. And, Lord, we ask you to look, Lord God, someone, Lord God, didn't, Lord God, may seem like they might have been poor, Lord God, in 2013. They didn't have what they wanted to have, but, Lord, you blessed them, Lord God, to, Lord, be able to overcome, to come up again. Thank you for 2014, Lord God. It's going to be better, Lord. You're going to bless them with that home, Lord God. You're going to bless them, Lord God, with that home that they're looking for, that their heart desire. And we thank you, Lord God. We bind that, Lord God, the enemy, Lord, hands off of their finance. We bind the enemy hands, Lord God, off of that home that they're speaking. We bind the enemy hand off of the mortgage, Lord God, that you're going to help them pay. We bind it right now. 2014 will be better, and we speak it and we claim it, Lord, and we receive it, Lord God. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to, Lord, look, Lord God, on somebody, Lord, child may ran away, Lord God, and haven't came home, Lord God. We speak that they will return, Lord God, in 2000, Lord, before 2014 come in, Lord. We ask you to work a miracle, Lord. Send that boy, send that girl, send that husband, send that wife. Send them back home, Lord God, where they're supposed to be, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch them right now, Lord God, wherever they is, Lord. Take the hand. Excuse me. Take the hand, Lord God. We bind the hand of the enemy right now, and we send him back to hell from which he's come from. In the name of Jesus, that son will return back home. That daughter will return back home. That husband will return back home. That wife will return back home. Lord, we ask you to do it. We ask you to do it right now. That mother will return back home. That father will return back home. Lord, you will open doors, Lord God, that no man could shut. Lord, open them up, Lord God. That, Lord, we ask you to power and show your glory down and shine on before 2014 come in. Lord, we would not, Lord God, is any. Someone may, Lord, hold a grudge against a loved one, or a holding attitude against a loved one, or a holding something that happened so many years ago, or a holding a hurt in them, Lord God. Lord, we would not let him take it over in 2014. We will leave it here in 2013. Lord, you will mend broken home back together. You will mend, Lord God, man, the marriage back together. You will, man, families back together, Lord. We speak it, Lord God, and we claim it, and we're going to receive it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you know, Lord God, what the grudges are. You know who holding what, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to help us to forgive those, Lord God. Help us to go on and with our life, Lord God, that you will bless us over in 2014, Lord. And, Lord God, some of us may have church hurts, Lord God, where we've been in a church, Lord God, where the pastor, Lord God, didn't see the gift that you put in us, Lord God, that where no one noticed what you had up in the inside of your people. They're just looking on the outside, but they're not seeing what's up in the inside. And, Lord, maybe we got church hurts, Lord God. We bind that spirit, Lord God, over into 2013, and we ask you to bless us to not take it over in 2014, Lord God. Help us to love them, Lord God. Help us to love them where they at, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to go on with our life. Help us to know who we are in you. Help us to know who we is in you. Help us to know, Lord God, our gift and know where we stand in you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless us, Lord God, going into 2014. It will be better, Lord God. Finance will be better, Lord God. Marriage will be better, Lord God. Lord God, even, Lord God, relationship will be better, Lord God. Lord God, even in the families, Lord, you're going to do this. Work that out, Lord God. And someone may have a child that's disobedient or maybe out there in the streets, Lord God. But, Lord, you're going to fix it, Lord God. And it's not going to come over until 2014, Lord God. You're going to heal and deliver the broken minded ones, the wounded, Lord God, the hurting wounds, Lord God. You're going to heal and you're going to deliver, Lord. It will not, Lord, we will not bring it over until 2014. Lord, you're going to bless us, Lord God. Lord God, somebody may be has an anger problem, Lord God. Somebody may, Lord God, have, Lord God, a jealous problem. Somebody may have hatred, Lord God. Lord, we will not take it over until 2014. We ask you to heal and deliver it and set it free, Lord God. For, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, if we ask anything in your name, Lord, you will do it, Lord. Take out all the anger. Take out all the frustration. Take out all the jealousy, Lord God. For, Lord God, you tell us, Lord God, not to beat them. Not to act those ways, Lord. Do it like only you can and only you will. That 2014 will be just what you said it would be. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to even, Lord God, to rebind the finances, bind the curses off our finances, Lord. We bind the curses off of them right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to, Lord, disconnect us from the people, Lord, that don't mean us no good. Lord God, let us leave it over in 2013, Lord God, and not take it into 2014. And, Lord, we ask you to connect us, Lord God, with the ones that's connected to you, Lord God. Lord God, Lord, we ask you to do it right now, Lord. Help us to stay connected to you, Lord God. And that way, Lord God, you can lead and guide us and direct us in the right and respectable way. Lord, some may have been sick in 2013. Lord, we ask you for healing, Lord God. From the crown of the head, Lord, heal a cancer, Lord, heal a AIDS, Lord God, heal, Lord God, Lord God, or any other infirmity, Lord God. Maybe someone, Lord God, Lord, don't know, maybe someone have a back situation, Lord God, maybe somebody, Lord God, they had a stroke or heart attack, Lord God. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, we speak healing over their body, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For, Lord, your word said, heal thee, O Lord, and I shall be healed. And deliver me, O Lord, and I shall be delivered, Lord God. Lord, we thank you for your healing, Lord God, that's getting ready to take place, Lord God, over before we go over to 2014, Lord God. We speak healing over our bodies. We speak healing over those that sick, Lord. We speak healing over our loved ones. We speak healing over our children. We speak healing over our family. We speak healing over our neighbors, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch and deliver and set free, like right now. Lord, we bind, Lord God, the hands of the enemy off of our bodies, Lord God, off of our children, Lord. We bind it right now. Send it back to hell for what you came from. Thank you for 2014. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we will rejoice We will be glad. We will be happy, Lord God, in what you're going to do in 2014. We give you the praise. We give you all the honor and the glory. And, Lord, we give you all the thanks, Lord. We thank you for, Lord God, you have let us live to see 2013 over, get ready to go over to 2014. Many is gone on, Lord God, but you blessed us, Lord God. You blessed us, Lord, to be what you would have for us to be. Lord, we ask you to look upon that teenager, look upon that boy, look upon them right now. They're trying to become grown before their time, Lord God. We ask you, Lord, deliver their minds, Lord God. Give the parents, Lord, wisdom and knowledge and understanding to teach them, Lord, the right way to go, Lord. We bind it right now, Lord God. We bind that teen mom, Lord God, that lost her virginity at a young age, Lord God. And Lord God, she became pregnant, Lord God, and there's no hope. She thinks there's no hope, Lord. But Lord, we bind it right now over in 2013. We will not take it into 2014, Lord. Asking you to, Lord God, let her know that she is someone, Lord. We encourage you, Lord. We will not let the devil have a bound, Lord. We would, Lord God, teach them to hold their heads up. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, they may have made a mistake, Lord God, but you were able to correct every bit of it, Lord. Lord, touch that teen mom, that teen father. Touch that grandparent, that mother that have to help raise them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord. Teach them your way. Lord God, do like only you know to do in the name of Jesus. Shake us all again, Lord God. Shake us in our spirit, Lord. Some of us, Lord God, maybe binding our spirit, Lord God, because things, Lord, we can't understand the spiritual life walking with you, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to teach us your way. Show us your way. Lord, keep us in your way, Lord God. Lord, if we don't know your way, Lord God, give us your way, Lord. We will not take it over to 2014, Lord God. You will teach us, Lord God. It's about you and not man. Lord, maybe some out there trusting in man, Lord God. They may be shouting and doing what man wants them to do, Lord. We bind that spirit right now that they will not, Lord God. They will be a leader and not a follower, Lord God. They, Lord, we bind that spirit right now, Lord God. They're trying to take control of our people's mind, that they serve a man and not God, Lord God. Teach them how to serve you, Lord God, and not man, Lord God. For you say you're a jealous God, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord, somebody may be in darkness, Lord God. We ask you to bring them out into the light, Lord God, in 2014. Shake them loose, Lord God. Move the shackles off of them, Lord God. Lord, somebody, Lord, may be blind and cannot see, Lord. We ask you to heal them, Lord God, that they will see in the spiritual realm as well as in the physical, Lord God. Do like only you know to do. Deliver like you only know to do. In Jesus' name, Lord, look upon every prophet, every evangelist, every missionary, Lord God, every bishop, Lord God, every apostle, Lord God, every pastor at every church, Lord God. We bind the hands of enemies off of them, Lord God. The devil will not come upon your leaders, Lord God. They will go into 2014, and they will be able to accomplish what you put them out there to do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We give you honor and the glory and the praise, Lord, what you're going to do, Lord God, in 2014, Lord. Do it, Lord God, like you know to do. And, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for every listener, Lord, that called in. We thank you for everyone that's just tuning in, everyone that's getting ready to tune in. We speak blessing over their life, Lord God, that when they will go over in 2014, Lord, that, Lord, you will be able to, Lord, open doors for them, Lord God, that no man could shut, Lord God, spiritual, Lord God, as well as physical, Lord. Lord, we ask you to do like you know to do in all of our life. Touch each and one of us, Lord God. Let your blessing pour upon us, Lord, one by one, Lord God. We thank you for us, Lord. We thank you for every listener. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you to bless for living fire, Lord God, that 2014 is going to get big, Lord. We thank you for living fire, that 2014 you're going to open up doors, Lord God. Lord God, that no man is going to be able to shit, Lord. We thank you for the finance, Lord, the support, Lord God, that everyone is giving for Living Fire, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord God, 100-fold, Lord. Bless them, Lord God, 60, 30, and 100. Do like you know to do. In Jesus' name, these blessings I speak upon all of us, Lord God, that's listening. In Jesus' name, do what you know to do, Lord, in our life, and have your way in our life. And, Lord, we ask you to erase things that's not supposed to be in our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Father God, I thank you for tonight, Lord God. I thank you for every listener, God. I ask that you look upon the government, Lord God. Look upon the president and every official, God, that has authority over us, Lord God. I'm asking that you soften their hearts to the situation of those who receive unemployment benefits and extended benefits. We ask that you soften their hearts toward the people who seek work and unemployment benefits, Lord God. I ask that you make a way for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let your favor crown them and be with them, Lord God. Open a door that no man can shut for them, Lord God, that they won't have to be on unemployment, that they won't have to be turning to the government, Lord God. Let them turn to you, Lord God, and make supernatural ways for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for everybody that's struggling, Lord God, whether it's a physical struggle, Lord God, or a mental struggle, Lord God. I thank you for that struggle, because that struggle has taught them much, Lord God. Now in 2013, Lord God, I ask that you lead the struggle there, Lord God. Deliver them and set them free, Lord God. Renew their spirits. Deliver them like only you can, Lord God. Somebody's worried about their marriage, God. They don't know how they're going to make it in 2014, Lord God. But I thank you for bringing deliverance to the marriage, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for keeping the marriage bed undefiled, Lord God. If that man has been cheating, if that woman has been cheating, Lord God, I ask that you restore their spirit, Lord God, and let them love their husband or their wives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, it's too much divorce in the body of Christ, and I come against that in the name of Jesus. You made marriage, Lord God, and we bind the enemy's hand against marriage, against family, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, against all this suicide that's going on. I speak to that pastor, Lord God, that may have suicide on his mind even right now. I say, man of God, the struggle is not that hard. Do not give up and do not get weary in well-doing. For in due season you will reap if you faint not. Please do not faint. We need you. And that goes for anybody else in the body of Christ. Do not faint not in this season. God has great reward for you. Stand up and be the man or the woman of God that you were called to be in spite of. And I thank you for doing it for them on tonight, Lord God. I thank you for delivering somebody's child off of drugs on tonight, Lord God. We're leaving that in 2013, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for being a counselor, Lord God, for somebody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that somebody don't know what to say in the midnight hour, nothing but help me, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, that prayer has been enough. You have sustained them on that prayer the same way you did for Peter. All he know to say when he was drowning was, save me. Lord God, I thank you for saving us. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for salvation coming to each and every one of our homes, saving each and every one of our unsaved loved ones. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let 2014 be a brand new year for them, Lord God. We calling on that uncle. We calling on that aunt, Lord God. We calling on that mom, that dad, that cousin, Lord God, that do not know you, Lord God. We ask that you awaken their spirit, Lord God. Shake them. Remake them like only you can do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for turning around finances, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that the body of Christ will not be lacking in this next season. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we will have more than enough to sow, Lord God, because you said that you would give seed to the sower, Lord God. I thank you for restoring our finances, Lord God. I thank you for restoring the mind that we know what to do with the money, Lord God, because we do not live by this system, but by your system, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we are kingdom children, Lord God. And I thank you that in 2004 we're going to live like kingdom children, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, everything in our house not just the house that we live in, but our physical house. Lord God, that's unlike you, God, I ask that you flush it out on tonight, Lord God. Make us be right, Lord God, in every area where we have been wrong. Lord God, we put it at the altar, God. We repent on tonight, Lord God, that nothing will hinder our blessings on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, give that mother strength that has been going through all this year. She can't wait for 2013 to end. That father can't wait for 2013 to end, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give them a brand new beginning. Lord God, give them new doors, Lord God. Somebody seeking a job, somebody seeking a house. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, connect them with the right house. Connect them with the right job. Connect them with the right people, the right associations, the right relationships, the right friendships. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we understand that if we don't ask you, you won't do it, God. Therefore, we are asking you, God, in every area of our lives, God, touch and make it new like only you could do, Lord God. Somebody's, Lord God, the conference is coming up, God, and I ask that you save people during this conference. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let your spirit be felt. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless that conference. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless the woman of God, bless the man of God. Lord God, just bless your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let us be more effective for you in 2014. Lord God, in 2013, Lord God, where we cut corners, Lord God, and we was kind of soft, Lord God, when it came to you and what you needed us to do, Lord God. Help us to be bold in 2014, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we take no prisoners, Lord God, when it comes to the enemy. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, same way he's not shy about the different things that he's doing, the different things that he's putting our children to do. Lord God, we are not shy. We are bold, and we come against all that stuff, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come against homosexuality. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come against everything, Lord God, that's not like you. We come against drug addiction, Lord God. We come against mental abuse, Lord God, and physical abuse and sexual abuse. Everything, Lord God, that the enemy tries to throw to destroy us, Lord God, to take us off our game, Lord God. We coming back, and we coming back fighting 100%. And this year, this next coming up year, we will win, Lord God. Not that we did too bad this year, Lord God, but next year we will win in the name of Jesus. And I give you honor and I praise you for everybody that's listening, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. If they have special needs, God, needs that only you know about, God, I lift that up to you, Lord God. Touch like only you can do, God. Bless like only you can do. And I'm so thankful for how you're moving in this ministry. God bless it like only you could do. Let it continue to be a blessing to somebody. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let somebody's life be spared, be strengthened, be renewed, be made free because of this ministry. God, I give you all the glory for it because Believing Fire belongs to you. I'm just a vessel, Lord God. And I thank you for using me in this season. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I honor you and I praise you. Amen. If there's anybody on the phone that desires special prayer about a situation, you can match one. Also, you can text me at this time. The number is 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. If not, I'm going to to the word that God gave me for 2014. It excited my spirit so much. I had church by myself this morning. I couldn't wait to tell y'all, but God told me to wait to the end of the show to deliver this message, to pray first. I was trying to be obedient. But I thank you all for holding on and waiting. It's not a long word. I just have three scriptures to read. And I'm going to tell you what he told me about the three scriptures. It comes from Psalms 126, verses 4 through 6. And I will be reading from the Message Bible. Verse 4 through 6. And now, God, do it again. Bring rain to our drought-stricken, our drought-stricken lives. So those who planted their crops in despair will shout hurrahs at the harvest. So those who went out with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessing. Remember that armloads of blessing. ...2014 will be a year of repeat performance. God will once again do what he has done in the past to bring a smile to your face. Your heavy heart will be no more. Lack and insufficiency will be no more. God is sending an abundance of rain, financial rain, marriage healing rain, health healing rain. Everything will receive a new touch. Everything will receive a new touch. The business, the ministry, the personal, the secret things that only you and God know about. Oh, yes, your harvest is coming up. Expect to be congratulated and talked about as well. As you celebrate your own comeback, because sometimes you have to celebrate your own comeback. As you celebrate your own comeback and laugh in the face of haters, for your God has restored you much. God says, how big are your arms? This is a year of the armloads. Get ready for the armloads of blessings. Selah. Pause and think about that. 2014 is the year of armloads. Get ready for armloads of blessings. With that said, I pray that you all were blessed on tonight and that you won't forget throughout the year coming up that it's the year of unloads of blessing. Expect your blessing. Keep pressing for your blessing and praying for it and not giving up no matter what. I love you all, and I will see you next week. God bless.